Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
A very good Rain song, though.
I would argue the most talented. I mean, I think maybe Lauryn Hill is right there, but Missy Elliott, the most talented artist of our time.
Artist,
rap, singing, creativity. I'm going Missy Elliott for 500, Bob. I know that offends New Yorkers. Lauryn Hill was there, but when you only make one damn album and then go crazy, then you need longevity. She made one album that was a hit. The Fuji stuff was a hit, but Missy influence was felt everywhere and still is.
I think you're right.
Lauryn, she could have competed. It would have been a closer race, but Lauryn got out the race.
High maintenance, too.
Yeah.
Just not necessary.
Oh, right? You must have tried to go to it. Remember, like, in Seaport?
Yes, when she had that show?
It was a show. And we
were going to go, and we're like, nope.
Wyclef and Prize was there.
Yep.
It was a pop-up.
Uh-huh.
And she showed up 4 hours late.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I can't do that. I listen. Outside of Jesus, ain't nobody that important for me to wait for. outside of Jesus, outside of 12-pound, 6-ounce baby Jesus, I ain't waiting for nobody for 4 hours. I don't care who you are. Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, Jesse Jackson.
Freddie Jackson. Anybody else?
Jim Jackson.
Yep. Jimmy Jackson.
All the Jacksons. Reggie Jackson.
That's actually great. He calls at 800-919-3776. But Bart, what do you have? What are we doing right now? Are you ready for this?
Oh, we're doing it early,
yeah,
baby.
No, it's not early. It's just usually when we do it.
Yeah, well, baby.
All right, go ahead.
It's time.
Four.
It's time, baby. It's time for Triple H. Mm-hmm. Hans Hoop Hierarchy. Brought to you from Samwell Institute for Pain Management, baby.
Basketball is my favorite sport.
Having a hard time figuring out where things fit.
Look, man, I ain't falling for no banana in my tailpipe.
You're in the right place.
What I say when it comes to this basketball team is the law.
Here's Hans Hoop's Hierarchy.
Yeah.
Blouses.
What you got for us this week, Han?
Oh, baby. Let's do this since we're into March Madness.
Mm.
Top five.
Oh, yeah.
Players to watch as we are now moving into the Sweet 16 of both the men's and women's tournament.
Ooh, it is March, baby.
Top five players that you need to start watching. If maybe you didn't catch every game, you were bouncing around a little bit last week.
Yes.
No, now it's time. This is a lock-in when these teams are playing. This player is playing. Must see.
I'm going to say it should be all five women, but it's your list.
It's close.
Number five.
All right, number five. You love her. You talk about her.
Oh, I bet now that's too early.
Freshman
that's
sensation.
No, that's too early.
No, it's not.
No, this is not. Hell no, huh? You ain't going to do that to JoJo.
Saturday, 1 o'clock, you will see her. No, you won't. Not Saturday, 1 o'clock. My bad. Saturday at 5:30, you will see her.
How dare you?
Number one seed.
How dare you?
Juju Watkins, 6'2", freshman.
UConn better watch out.
6'2", freshman who is lighting up 27 points a game. So she's already putting up numbers that suggest that whatever Caitlin Clark been doing, that record's not going to stand for long.
Who's that other one? Who's that Becker girl?
My list?
Okay.
Okay. All right. So again, Juju Watkins, she's 6'2", strong.
All right, number five.
Like when you watch her play, it is not like, again, you know when you talk about the women's game? The women's game is changing.
Yeah.
She's physical. She takes contact, can finish in contact. USC, top seed. They take on Baylor. Like, I'm telling you right now, this is a must-watch player.
I want a Juju jersey.
She can ball.
I want a Juju jersey.
Finish with either hand.
Give me a Juju jersey.
It's a different game, and she plays it.
She played like Shania Latham was supposed to play in Loving Basketball. She the real Loving Basketball.
Okay.
Okay.
Number four. Number four, I like this player a lot. It's Tristan Newton from UConn. He's got a pro game. A transfer from UConn?
To UConn.
To UConn. I thought this was...
I apologize.
He was there last year, but he transferred from East Carolina the season before.
But like, it made it sound like he came in this year. No, like he was part of last year's team too.
East Carolina. I'm sorry, I just let you know.
No, he's older, but he's got an NBA game. He's 6'5", got the NBA body.
32 years old.
He is older, yes. But I like his game.
Okay.
Now, they've got a couple of players on that team that are very good, obviously. They got a couple of bigs.
you know.
Yeah, he controls the paint.
But he's
7 footer.
Yeah, the transfer you're talking about is the kid Cam.
No, it was the East Carolina kid.
But that was last. He's been there for 2 years. This is his second year.
But I didn't know that last year. So I was just trying to let you know that I did some research.
You did?
That can contribute to the Triple H.
Anyways, I think he's a hell of a player. And UConn looks like they are a team on a mission. Mm. When you watch their first two games of the tournament, they're not playing. Like, they're not going to take anybody lightly. They're not going to ease their way in. They come in, and they come in swinging for knockouts.
Are we in line for a blue blood matchup? Carolina versus UConn?
I got to see how the men's bracket is setting up right now. But all I'm saying is you're asking. I'm trying to tell you who to watch, okay?
Okay.
And that's what I'm telling you. That's who to watch. There's number four.
Number three.
I want to know if you know this player, because if you don't, I want you to watch him.
Juju?
No. Oh. I already said Juju. She was five. Out of Houston. This is...
The H.
This is Jamal Shedd.
Yeah.
Another guy that's got a pro game. Now, he's tough. He's strong. He's the Big 12 player of the year. Like, he has been everything, right? Now, here's what I want to tell you about him that you have to like.
Yeah.
Something went viral a couple of years ago.
Something went viral?
It was...
Is he from the D?
What?
Sound like he's from the D.
Why does he sound like he's from... No, he's from Austin, Texas.
By way of the D?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Why just check. Because I got a former teammate named Hollis Shedd, and his name's Shedd, so I thought maybe that was his cousin or something.
Gotcha. All right. Anyways, he is a guy that when you watch Houston, who's a tough team, looks, Kelvin Sampson teams are always going to be tough, but he is also somebody that you have to appreciate, because not only is he a really good player, but he's one of those guys that when you watch college basketball, you look for guys who stand up as leaders, who's a little bit older, right? Who's the mature player? That's what he has always been that way. And that is something that you respect when you're watching the game, how his teammates respond to him and how he responds in a big moment of a big game, which is certainly what he had to do against Texas A&M. And I'm looking at him, and I remember a couple of years ago something that went viral that he was, let's see. Do you remember they had a tournament game? He's walking off the floor, right? They had beaten Alabama, and he was leaving the court. And you know, like after a celebration, there's all like trash being all over the place, right?
Yeah.
He started picking up garbage, putting it in the garbage can. Don't you love that? Little things like that. Like that was a couple of years ago. But it just kind of gives you, it gives you like that vibe of a guy that's easy to root for, but he's a hell of a player. Houston's a really good team.
He definitely sounds like he's from the D then.
Just because he picks up garbage and puts it in the garbage can? Humble, why can't he just be a good kid?
The most humblest people you'll meet is from Detroit.
Of course, I'm not including company except.
No, I'm not including myself. No. I'm talking about
he was picking up Bart's relish packet.
Yeah, exactly.
All over his feet.
But I leave a tip, though. You know what I'm saying? I give him like, hey, man, here's 20, man. I got mustard everywhere, bro.
But again, I love it about him. He's a good player. All right. You ready for the next one?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Number two.
Paige Beckers from UConn. They are on a mission, too.
I can't believe you.
This is why I say it. After Gino Auriemma said what he said.
He's coming after your ass.
After he. My ass?
Yeah.
What did I do?
Because I already know where you're going number one. He's coming after your ass.
That's right.
He's coming after that ass.
Well, that's why I'm bringing this up.
You just made the list, buddy. Unnecessary beef for our show. Thanks a lot, Alan. Because guess what? He's on the East Coast. He listens to us.
I like this, though. Saturday night against Duke. Feeling this.
Mm.
Gino Auriemma basically said that she's the best player in the tournament. Best player in the country. And we all know that who he's referencing when he talks about the efficiency of her scoring. That she's might be averaging less points per game, but she's doing it, shooting less, higher percentages, her efficiency, her team's winning. That, to me, is setting up for, oh, yeah, these two are going to collide at some point. And Gino put that out there to draw your attention. And we forget that when she was a freshman a couple of years ago before the injuries, she was National Player of the Year as a freshman.
Her? Like, as a freshman? Was
it all. She was a great player.
Was number one that? Was she freshman of the year? All American as a freshman?
No. All American? I gotta look it up. But I'm just saying.
So she was her.
You gotta watch UConn.
Y'all must have forgot like Roy Jones.
Gino has told you gotta watch UConn. And I'm telling you, as these stars start to collide,
yes,
in the tournament, this is going to make some dramatic, high drama, marquee type matchups, which I don't think the men's bracket has nearly as much as the women's bracket does, which is what makes this. And by the way, watch her play. She's good. Like, she's really good.
Well, she was the best until she got hurt.
Yes, then she got hurt. All right. And the last one?
Do I need it?
I need no. With your chest.
We got beef. I'm trying to protect you from yourself.
No, with your chest.
We want all the smoke?
With your chest.
We going for all the smoke.
It's my list.
That's what we doing.
It's my list.
It's our list.
If it was your list, I'd be saying it with my chest because I back my teammate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's no difference between you and me.
Oh, do you not have my back?
We like the ebony keys and the ivory keys.
That's right.
We make beautiful music together. So if you want smoke, then we can go with the smoke.
Number one is Caitlin Clark.
Oh.
Out of either tournament, there is no player that you should say, it's just appointment television. I need to watch her play. Saturday afternoon, 3:30. Colorado.
We got
remember,
we got
I smoked. Bet you Deion's in the building.
Bro, we could have made this smoked.
And then after, and Dino, who is it? Like, they would play the winner of, is it LSU or USC?
The women's bracket.
Right?
We are looking at.
Bro,
UConn.
We could have smoked, man.
It would be UConn for the final eight?
UConn plays Duke, and
right.
USC plays Baylor, and then the winner of those two games play each other in the Elite Eight.
Okay.
Alan,
that's UConn. So Iowa then would play
Alan, we gonna have
LSU.
Smoke,
LSU. Oh.
Alan, that's what I'm saying. Alan, we're gonna have beef because you left out South Carolina.
I did.
And you left out
LSU.
LSU.
I know. You know why?
Defending.
Because the bigger
champion.
Story out of LSU is their Coach Karen.
It don't matter.
Kim Mulkey.
But Angel
She's
Reese,
a bigger story right
but
now.
Angel Reese
but
is,
Angel
is
Reese
hurt.
Hasn't been like...
That's because she's making
hasn't been popping
that's
yet.
Because she's making $4.5 million
exactly.
off the field. She's modeling.
Eased up.
She doing all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She probably got a.
She eased up.
Yeah, she probably
she
got an eyelash. Okay.
Probably does.
But the team that hasn't lost no games all year.
You mean to tell me
they ain't got no player to watch?
Go ahead, name
that's
one.
That's what you're saying.
Name one.
Tell me who you want to watch on South Carolina.
Witherspoon.
Witherspoon.
Yeah.
Teresa.
Yes. That's one. Whatever. Teresa. Tarasa.
Caitlin Clark is must watch. More than any other player, including on the men's side.
I would say Caitlin
Not
Clark.
Like Zach Edey's 7'3". I wouldn't tell you to watch him at Purdue.
But tell me this.
He's been great all year. Purdue's been a great team. That is not a must-watch team. I'm sorry.
But they win,
but they're not. I'm not saying, I got to spend my whole afternoon watching them play. No.
What I'm saying
now,
is.
Now, can I name one more who's another women's player?
Now you want to go with honorable mention. Now you're going to make an honorable mention list. Because now we got smoke.
What's wrong with what I said here?
I thought it was just 1-5. But if you want to make it 1-6, go ahead.
Can I just throw this name out?
Sure. 1-6. Number six.
It's not six. It's sort of like if you have the time and Stanford's playing.
Okay.
May I suggest?
Almost.
Cameron Brink.
You put Cameron Brink.
Cameron Brink is 6'4". She's blonde. She can ball, big time rebounding, blocking.
Is that the one at Baby D? She got the long hair braids.
Yeah,
yeah.
She's in the New Balance commercial.
Yeah, her dad passed. She wish her dad was there. Yeah, I like that story. I didn't know what team
she
it was.
By the way, she could ball.
Like she
looks cute, but when the game starts, she's a killer.
She big. Love it. She big, right?
Yeah, 6'4".
Plus size.
6'4".
No, plus size.
No, she's not plus size. She's actually quite skinny.
I thought you were talking about her.
Oh no.
Cause she was out there.
No,
people bouncing off her.
Cameron, you could see in the New Balance commercial with Kawhi and everybody.
Okay.
But she's the only girl in the commercial. But she's as tall as everybody, which is hilarious.
But you know who I was talking about? Are they still in the tournament? She's about 6'4", but she about 250.
Don't know who you're talking about.
Oh man, she got game. She wear braids. Her father died.
Okay,
they be bouncing over. She reminds me of the guy that's.
Oh, is that the girl that went for 40 and on like 18 of 20 or something like that?
Yeah,
that girl.
Yeah, she reminds me of the big dude that we got in the men's tournament with the tooth.
With the tooth,
he got a vending machine business too.
With the tooth,
with the dreads. I think North Carolina State. NC?
Oh, the guy looks like he played. Yeah,
he can play DN.
I thought he played for the football team.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When he finished.
And apparently he doesn't play football.
When he finished, he going to be a DN. He going to be a D-tackle.
He'll be a tight end.
Yeah.
Something like that.
No, he's going to be a D-tackle. He's going to be a D-tackle.
I worry, though, because he's a little knock-kneed.
But it's okay.
You see his knees go in when he runs, and it's like, I don't know if that's healthy for a football player.
Well, let them knees go in and just fall forward, big boy.
All right, well, that's my list. Any omissions?
Man, we got all the smoke.
Because, like I said, I'm looking at what because you can't watch everything.
You can't.
And the women's game has sort of like Audie Crooks. That's what we're talking about. Iowa State.
Yeah.
That's the girl you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's putting up buckets.
That's what I'm saying.
But I think this is the first time. This is the first year.
Yeah,
the women's game.
Women.
You know why, though?
Surpassed.
The drama rivalries. Is so much better. Because there are rivalries. They're about to start colliding. Gino Auriemma throws out that salvo. Kim Mulkey is about, like, she's got the Washington Post on her case.
And you know why?
And then you have
the freshman
at USC, who Juju is like, she's the next one already, while Caitlin Clark is trying to win a championship, which I don't know if she's going to be able to do.
Can I say why the women's game is so much more exciting than the men's game right now?
Because most of the good men's players are in the NBA or G League?
No, because the women don't transfer. Boom! Caitlin been there all the time. Juju going to stay there. Everybody stays. Nobody runs and goes and gets in the transfer portal.
You don't see that happening nearly as much. It's a different game. Teams stay together. That is true. It is true.
But the rivalry can marinate.
They build up.
Because they run into each other. They're in each other's same divisions. You know what I mean? Like, how many times have we seen the beef between UConn
am I missing
and
anybody?
South Carolina?
Like, honestly, am I missing anybody? You know? Like, they're really, like I said, Shed to me, I watched him play, and I know his backstory. You love guys like that. Yeah. They're all about character, toughness. Their teammates, you can see how they respond to him. You see how Calvin Sampson looks at him and what he has appreciation for him.
Calvin Sampson still coaching?
Yeah.
Thought he was at Oklahoma.
He's at Houston. He's done very well there.
Okay, yeah.
And then UConn looks like a team that's ready to just, they are on a mission. So, and Zach Edey has been the one of the most recognizable faces and names in the sport. But I don't like the way he moves. Like, I'm not sitting down to say, I got to watch this dude play. He doesn't inspire that from me.
Who's the guy from the Addams Family, you rain?
Lurch?
Yeah, dude like Lurch, man. Like, watching him play is like watching Lurch. Like, he's just tall and.
No, I mean, he's still a good player. That's a good team.
There's nothing exciting about it. It's like watching George Muresan.
But there's something more about what's happening on the women's side that has caught my attention as a guy who loves basketball. And I'm not ashamed to admit it. Are you? 800-919-3776. Am I missing anybody? Do you think I'm crazy? I know the other thing it'll be that, you know, you have to include the women, don't you? You have to. No, I don't have to.
No,
I chose
balling.
To.
They balling. They selling
you agree,
the
right? You agree?
Yeah, yo, they balling.
I chose to because I'm finding myself drawn more to that than I am anything else. What happened there?
Nothing.
You leaving a message for somebody?
Yeah.
Did you literally call somebody while we were on the air?
I thought we was going to break, man.
I mean, I could, but I just having a conversation with you.
No, I'm just putting myself on hold because the family's in Cancun. And the bank card just got suspicious things, so I'm just trying to make sure that I let the bank know that, hey, that's them.
It's okay.
Don't block it. Right. I don't want that to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, we don't want that.
Yeah, because Gigi get mad. It's Gigi's card.
Oh, don't get Gigi mad.
Yeah, that's the baby girl.
You'll deal with that for a long time. Speaking of baby girl, does Gigi have braces?
No.
Did she?
All my kids got the most beautiful teeth ever.
Never had braces?
Bryce teeth look like... Cadillac grill.
I know.
They all spaced out. This is going to be the first kid I got to go get. I might not have to get braces. I might have got to get locks to pull his teeth together. I might have to get him two more teeth just to put in the middle. I got an implant just to close up the space.
Callie had that.
But he cute as hell, though. Callie's cutest kid.
Yeah, they're working that out right now with Callie. But
straight hand, every time he talks, it sounds like he's whistling because it's coming through the teeth. So
he had that fixed.
No, he didn't. That was fake.
That was fake. Well, Gracie, who's turned 16 in a couple of weeks, they're coming off today.
They're coming off. Now, do you have to wear the retainer forever? I don't have experience in braces.
I don't believe it's forever. I just think it's for while you're still growing. Once you get older, you just stop.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't think she'll have to do that forever.
She's been
braces for like forever, and they keep waiting. Like every time she thought they were getting them off. They keep telling her no.
Not ready yet.
So you know how frustrating it gets? So she's at that point now.
Where
it's like,
tight and
boom.
Mouth hurt for a while and all that stuff.
Yeah. So the butterfly is about to come out of the cocoon right now.
Yeah, that's why I'm just going to implant Bryce two new teeth in between them big spaces he got.
Get him Invisalign.
Man, you know how he can't keep up with his phone watch.
What do you mean?
He got a watch that's a phone.
Yeah.
He can't keep up with that.
Well, but it's what do you mean? It just wears them. But instead of it being...
But Invisalign you take out at night.
Well, to eat. No, you don't take them out at night.
Right.
He'll to eat.
He'll leave them in the cafeteria. He'll leave them in... Yeah,
that bad?
Yeah.
Oh,
no, Like, Bryce, where your dreads at? I don't know. Man, they on your head, man. Come on, son.
All right, 800-919-3776.
Now I can make the call? We going to break?
Yeah, go ahead and make the call. All right, we've got audio files coming up. Stay with us, Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. So Jordan Montgomery finally has a team signing on with the Diamondbacks, so no reunion with the Yankees. Earlier this morning on DiPietro and Rothenberg, Rick said Monty would have made a lot of sense for the Mets.
Signing Jordan Montgomery for me never would have affected the plan moving forward. You're going to need starting pitching. Like, you have Quintana, free agent. Severino, free agent. Adrian Hauser, free agent.
Mm-hmm.
Manaea can opt out. Like, you're still going to need starting pitching, and signing, especially at the number that Jordan Montgomery just got, is not going to affect your long-term plan moving forward. And what when Singa comes back, you're probably going to need a six-man rotation anyway.
Right. If you're going to keep him on that schedule that you tried to get him used to last year with the way they do it in Japan.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the choice in New York sports talk. It is the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah. Listen, Soundwell is such a great sponsor. We gave him 2 segments. So let's officially close out the Triple H segment. That's Han's Hoop Hierarchy, brought to you by Soundwell Institute for Pain Management. For a pain-free life, visit soundwellpain.com today.
Well done. Yes, we went to break and did not have that part of it done. Turn your mic off. There you go. So being on hold for a very long time is something that everybody in the world can relate to. So Bart is trying to handle some business that he needs to get to immediately because it affects his family. And you know how things work when you try to get something done fast during a commercial break. And then, of course, what happens is you're put on hold. And the timing of when they decide to actually answer the call coincides perfectly with the time that we come back onto the air. So everybody can relate to this, right? So we'll just together do this. So, Ray, I'm going to need you to step in, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's time for us to step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call
Audio Files.
The Audio Files.
Now, unfortunately, we won't have Bart to chime in on this stuff. So certainly we can have Tom and Ray be part of this as well. Audio Files, 98.7 ESPN, driven by Ramsey Mazda. Mike Williams, the Jets have signed the wide receiver, and we know he's coming off ACL injury. He was on with Adam Schefter on his podcast, was asked, will you be ready for the Jets in week one?
I should be ready. I will be ready for week one of the season. That's my goal. Everything looking good. Got a meeting with my doctor here next week. So take some more steps, keep building, and, you know, make my way up there.
Does that sound like he's firm on, yes, I will be ready week one?
A lot of hesitation.
A lot of should be, want to be.
That's my goal.
That's my goal.
Not going to happen.
Doesn't tell me you are going to be ready for week one. It just means you'd like to be, which is great. Nothing he said that was wrong. It's more of, if there's something that concerns you about what has been on paper a really good so far offseason for Joe Douglas and the Jets, the issue, of course, remains these guys are hurt.
And he's coming off the same thing Breece had And we saw how they treated him properly.
Right.
Slowly getting back into things.
Right. Exactly. So there's that. And then don't forget that when Tyron Smith spoke last week, he also suggested this whole idea of, well, we have a program. We have a plan that we have to put together to make sure we go into the season. So we're going to have a plan. And that also suggests to you that it's another player that more than likely won't be giving you a full time of play. But again, the point is you only need him to get right when it matters most, which is later in the season, make the playoffs, and then maybe they'll all just finally hit their stride. Again, the Rams went through this. The Rams had guys that had some injury background, injury histories and everything else, and they just got right at the right time, and it worked out perfectly. And for Odell, he got as close as he possibly could, and he couldn't get to the second half of the Super Bowl, but at least he got you there. And so that's all the Jets are looking for here. But still, some I'm not going to say it's disappointing to hear, because it's not. It's expected. But it is definitely something that you have to, as a Jets fan, go into the season and just understand this is a real thing with this team. Meanwhile, again, as this is the NFL, the league meeting, so everybody's around. Robert Kraft, the Patriots have the number 3 pick in the draft. Everybody is expecting quarterbacks to go at least in the first 3 picks, if not more. And the Patriots look like a team that should take a quarterback. But Robert Kraft said it doesn't mean they're going to keep that pick.
We've never been in the third draft position since we've owned the team. And what happens, a lot of people behind are really desperate to move up. And so we're going to be open to whatever can come our way. But in the end, I'll let the team make the decision what they think is best. One way or another, I'd like us to see us get a top-rate young quarterback.
Top-rate young quarterback. Well, the one that was available is no longer available. That'd be Justin Fields. Is there any other top-rate young? Oh, I know of one. I know of one. He plays for the Jets.
Zach,
or did.
Wacky Zach.
I wonder if the Patriots would want to have Zach Wilson. There's a young quarterback. Other than that, it's probably through the draft you're going to get that.
The Patriots know more about Zach Wilson than the Jets. they've caught more passes from Zach Wilson than any Jet receiver not named Garrett Wilson.
Mm. All right, continuing audio files, Saquon Barkley and the Eagles. It feels like every week there's something new regarding Saquon Barkley and the Eagles. If you're a Giants fan, you're like, just make the story go away. Oh, no. It seems like you're going to hear about this week after week after week, reminding you that Saquon Barkley now plays for the Eagles. Nick Sirianni comparing the addition of Saquon to that of A.J. Brown.
We're obviously working on the ways that we're gonna use him now. Our offensive staff's working hard at that, and just really excited to have him add a player of his caliber to our team. You know, a couple years ago when we added AJ, just did a lot of work of, hey, what does AJ do well? You know, obviously you do that going in, then you even look at it even more after you get him. What does AJ do well? How can we use him? And it's been a similar process here with Saquon.
And I mean, he's going to be a weapon for them. But the offense itself, which was a bit of a problem at the end of last season, they've got to make sure they get all that stuff right. But it's now another weapon, but everybody's got to get fed too. So, yeah. You know, all those players have to understand that you're not going to get as many targets as you did in the past because you add this type of a piece.
Well, DeAndre Swift got a lot of touches. Yep. So if Saquon just gets those touches, it's not how many touches you get, it's what you do with them.
Yep.
And he's going to get opportunities that he's never gotten because he has so much talent around him. He has a solid
more
offensive
space.
Line. It's going to be so much more space that we are going to be able to see what Saquon full potential is unlocked, because he also has a quarterback that can run the ball as well, which holds backside DNs and linebackers. So that means that Saquon is going to be running not against a 7-man box, a 5-man box, because
right.
Jalen Hurts is going to take the backside linebacker, slow him down, which sets up the front side lineman to get to the second level to cut him off. And then the backside defensive end won't be able to flatten out. So that means that you can add another blocker to the front side, because really the backside defensive end is self-blocked because he's holding and they're forcing you to play 11 on 11, not 10 on 11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we'll see what they
I
end
hope
up
that
doing.
Made sense.
I tried to keep up with it, but I'm also really more interested in hearing from Jerry Jones, another NFC East
hey,
rival.
Raymond.
Jerry Jones talking about his financial situation with the roster, with the cap, and how there's some tough decisions, and they are in a tough spot, which is why they probably have not done much this offseason.
I'm very satisfied that we've had the rosters that we wanted to have over the last 3-4 years. So with that in mind, we've got to pay the fiddler for having those rosters. Dak wants to do any and everything he can on and off the field to help us win. We are where we are. We have our contract. We're locked and loaded for this year.
No, but the reports are they're not going to offer Dak.
I know.
McCarthy.
He's setting it up already. McCarthy's in his last year. Dak's going to be in his last year. Like, this is pretty much
the... Y'all sink or swim together.
Yes, that's what this is. Or they're going to have to blow the whole thing up
and reset. Remember, that's what Trey Lance was brought in for.
Interesting.
Let's keep developing him, and then we can go to having a cheap quarterback, and we can afford all these good players that can help us win, because Dak, once you pay everybody, you're going to start losing people. Like,
so you think there'll be a bigger focus on developing Trey Lance, than ever, they might do something like, hey, make sure this guy's ready.
Yes, he's been there a whole year.
I know. That's what I mean.
So Cooper Rush is still there, correct? Or did Cooper Rush leave? So they can win with Cooper Rush if they can keep some of their talent. You know what I mean? So if Dak falls flat on his face in the postseason, that's when people care about you having a good record. Nobody cares about the 12 wins that they've had 3 years in a row.
No.
Because we still...
if they're like the Yankees. What you did in the regular season. It matters when you get to the postseason at this point.
So they're going to say, we can't win with this philosophy. It's only going to get more expensive to keep these guys together. But if we can get, maybe not as good a play from the quarterback position, but we can have a better team because now we're not paying $60 million.
Right.
And now our quarterback room goes to $20 million. So that means we can get an extra defensive end. That means we can get a better linebacker. Yep. That means we can get a top-notch safety.
What Green Bay's doing right now.
Right. So that means maybe, hey, let's do that. Aaron Rodgers was great, but what did Aaron Rodgers get the Green Bay Packers? Nothing. The same thing that Jordan Love got him, a first-round win, and they should have won another one. So there's two philosophies about winning. It's the Patrick Mahomes way, which means that you lose guys like Tyreek Hill. You lose
but
guys.
But he's so good,
right.
It's okay.
He elevated.
Dak isn't the force multiplier Mahomes is.
And that's what they're saying. If you're the force multiplier, because if we don't win this year, this would be the best team that you'll have. Because Zach Martin, remember, they put a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound last year because they gave him a little bit of extension. He was holding out, remember? One of the best guards in all of football.
Right.
He's 33 years old. We can't keep him. We can't keep paying him. We already lost Tyron Smith because of you, Dak. And I'd rather carry this 1 year big cap and say do more with less than to give you this money. And then we are strapped to you for 5 more years as you don't think that you should take below market price, which is still good money, $50 million a year, taking $10 million away where we can't keep CeeDee Lamb. We can't keep Brandon Cooks.
Right. Well, Dak's price is only going to go up. That's the problem. And is he worth the money? Got to get to a point where you realize you can't just say, that's the going rate for a quarterback. Okay, it might be, but this guy ain't worth it to us.
Right.
And I'd rather reset than pay him that just because I feel trapped into the idea that it's better to have overpay for a quarterback than not have one.
And if
you
Dak
can't
gets,
play that game
and
anymore.
And if Dak gets hurt, his value
plummets. Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right. All right, let's one more thing here as the football stuff through audio files. This is all good stuff today. You remember, we talked about this when RG3 suggested that Caleb Williams should not go to the Bears because he looks at the Bears as a franchise that they didn't do Justin Fields right. They've been a losing franchise. They haven't gotten it right. And he's like, you don't want to go there. You don't want to be part of that. Ryan Poles is the general manager. They brought in after the Justin Fields. That is not his player. Poles was the new GM, and he was on Pat McAfee. And I like that he did this because we don't get this enough. And Ryan Poles said, you know what? Like, the stuff that RG3 said, that ain't right.
It pisses me off a little bit, to be honest with you, because we were hired to break a cycle. The same thing when I was in Kansas City. Coach Reed, all of us were brought there to break a cycle, and we did. And no one talks about those days anymore. It's all about what they are right now. So I really believe we're about to break this cycle and get this city in a really good situation and win a lot of games. So the past is the past. Like, I don't worry about that at all. It's about where we're going.
It's so true, and I'm glad he said it the way he said it. We were hired to break the cycle.
Yeah.
Like how many new regimes come in and you're just reminded of, you guys suck. You're always going to suck. And it's like, that's somebody else's story. That ain't my story. And I'm trying to, like Joe Shane, the same thing. Joe Shane's like, Like, you can tell me all you want about how much you love Saquon or how much you love this. I'm here to break this 10 years of misery for your franchise.
Yeah.
We got to get it right.
Yeah. Do we talk about the creamsicles anymore in Tampa?
Right.
Do we talk about the Aints in New Orleans?
No, you're right.
Do we talk about the Detroit Lions?
Yeah, what'd they do? They broke a cycle.
Who was 0-16.
Yeah, they broke a cycle. And what did we do? When Dan Campbell, we all did it. I did it too. Dan Campbell took over and he did the whole biting kneecaps thing. What did we do? Lions are hysterical. They'll never get it right. But and then it gets real. And then you see, and that's what you have to do. You have to prove it.
They got Jared Goff. Oh,
right.
How could they get rid of Matthew Stafford?
Sucks.
They can't win with Matthew Stafford. How are they going to win with him?
They drafted an injured wide receiver. There's all kinds of things that you could say until it starts to show. You have to show your work.
Haters going
to
hate.
And then it starts to turn, and that's what happens in certain situations.
It's not up to you
I'm
to see
I'm glad,
my
though, that instead of Ryan Poles just not responding or backing off or trying to take the high road, no, say that. Say exactly what he said. Yeah, it pisses me off because that's not my history. That's someone else's history.
Only thing I would have loved if he would have did, I would have went. I would have poked back.
What would you have said?
I would have said, "Hey, you were brought in to break Washington's cycle.
Had that work out?
Didn't work out.
Mm.
Your backup took your spot.
Oh, damn!
And he's still playing.
That would have been cool.
He's been playing 5 years longer than you. So
and he's also made a lot of money.
Yeah. So maybe they should have drafted.
That would have been heavy.
Maybe they should have spent that number one or number two pick on somebody else instead of you. Ooh, that would have hurt. Oh, see, I go nuclear.
Yeah,
I go Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, that one.
I go deep.
That would have been like Bart. Don't hurt him.
Big three. It's just a big mate.
Like Bart, don't hurt him. Don't hurt him.
Don't it die?
I couldn't find my favorite. Where is it?
Hamburg?
Not Hamburg. We moved all the stuff around.
I would have went in.
Where's Uma, baby? There it is.
Uma, baby.
That's one that you would have reacted like that.
That would have hurt RG3 so bad that he would have had to go on this podcast and respond.
Yep, which would have made it even better. All right.
How you going to come at me like that, brother?
That's audio files.
We're supposed to be brothers.
Driven by Ramsey Mazda. It's the experience of driving a new Mazda and buying a new Mazda from Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. 800-919-3776. We got calls to get to. We'll get to those next. Stay with us. Bart and Han, 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, who sung this song?
Well, who sang the song?
Yeah, who sang the song?
Or who performed it while lip syncing?
I mean, I can do karaoke. I'm saying who sang the song? Did we ever find them? Because they owed the Grammy.
I wonder if they ever got it, to be honest with you.
Did they get the Grammy or did they give it to the person that finished in second place? Because technically, it's my voice.
All right, so the real voices
Jackson, I'm fat and ugly,
of Milli Vanilli. I'm trying to like... I was just looking that up.
It's not Shaggy, is it?
It's not Shaggy.
Oh, okay.
No, remember, this is in the, 1990.
Well, Shaggy's from back then.
Yeah, but they were not the voices. They were the faces, those two guys.
Hmm.
Oh, man, that can't be true.
Are they big?
Two voices are a guy named Brad Howell, and the other one is John Davis.
Damn.
I want you to come
that
over
dude,
and take...
That dude like my grandpa.
That's Brad Howell.
Damn, that's why they ain't let him do it.
And that's John Davis.
I can't see. All I can see is teeth.
You can't. Well, he's wearing.
That's how black he is. I can't see.
Oh, teeth. That's what you're doing. I didn't realize. I thought you just couldn't see over the monitor.
Oh man.
That's one, and then the other one.
So they replaced,
I've never seen.
They replaced two dark black dudes.
That is
in their 60s.
Yes.
They replaced them with two Barack Obama dudes.
I don't know
with dreadlocks.
Now this is from.
And I think it's even worse.
This is from 2021, so I don't think that's a picture of what they look like then.
I think even worse. I think the dreads was fake. They had.
You think those are fake?
I think they had the hat with the braids on them. I think even the braids.
Oh, here they go. Here they go. This is what they actually looked like
back then.
That's the two. See, John Davis had hair,
bro. But clearly.
Oh, by the way, he passed away at COVID, so that's sad.
Damn, but
here's the other dude. He always had the mullet.
But clearly, those were the 60s. That's the 70s.
No, that's the 80s, man.
Man, ain't no picture from the 80s in black and white.
Well, that photo was.
Bro, them dudes was were 60 or 70 in the 80s.
No. He was 66 when he passed away of COVID.
So they were at least 40.
Please do the math.
I'm just saying, man.
They were in their 30s.
They look old as hell. They like two blues singers.
You know, people looked older. Did you ever notice that?
Usually not black.
Everybody. If you look at a picture of somebody in their 30s in the 70s, in the 1970s,
Who's that?
They look so much older than people in their 30s do today.
No, was that Sidney Moncrief that they have the thing of he all ripped up? He ripped up and he bald. Like, yo, what the hell? He was 21?
Because no one would shave their head back then. Like, you just let the, what do they call that, the widow's peak just start to happen?
No, it wasn't a widow peak, man. He had them cowlicks. He had the horse.
Artis Gilmore was one of the most conditioned, fit, physically strong players. Yeah. But that poor man had a horseshoe, like, bald spot. And he just looked old.
Was it Sidney Moncrief that is out there? Right. It was his rookie pitcher, and this dude, like,
now look it up.
He ripped as hell. You like his body is definitely prime, but his hairline is 60.
Let's see. Oh yeah, there you go. Take a look.
Put it on our page. Like he ripped up, right? And he got like veins everywhere. And then his hairline, like, what the hell?
But it's look at this. Like I don't know what that is.
That was his rookie season.
Like right there. Like that's a widow's peak, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing.
Man, he's like from Transylvania. All right, come
here's him in him in college.
That's what I'm saying. Man,
like even your forehead in
there. Because he's from the Bucks, right?
Yes, he played for Milwaukee. Man, he's a great player.
Bruh.
Great player.
Bruh, his hairline was so amazing. Like, bro, you 21? Like, that's got to suck to start balding in high, like, fresh out of high school.
That Milli Vanilli thing, though, wasn't that amazing?
Yeah, biggest frauds ever.
Isn't that incredible?
They had one or more hits. They did shows where they were
on stage.
Well, the shows are easy.
And they weren't singing.
Because, like, when people go on Soul Train, they kind of limp singing a little bit.
Can you imagine, too, if, like, somebody just came up to you, like,
imagine the mic cut off.
Hey, come up on the stage. Come sing with me. And it's like, no, I'm good.
But you just sang.
Nah, I just got.
I strained my C4 esophagus. I strained my esophagus when I was swallowing right on the way over here. Yo, are you just making her out? You just have a seizure? Elizabeth, this is the big one.
I think this is the big one.
I'm coming to join you, and I need some Manuka honey to see you in heaven.
Jason's in Jersey City. Jason.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's happening?
I'm chilling, man. I got something for Bart. I need. Come on, don't hit me with no bull, man. Because this is factual right here.
Okay.
You keep hating on the brick.
Okay.
The year before Jordan left to go play baseball, they won 57 games.
Mm-hmm.
When he was playing baseball without him, they won 55. Now check this out. When the first time LeBron left the Cavs, they won 61 games, then
not,
he left
not comparable.
And won 19.
It's not comparable. You can't make
wait,
that.
Wait, hit me out.
Hear the rest of it when you give me bogus information. Did you not also pay attention to the fact that Cavs roster was also completely torn apart? Yeah. No one stayed there.
Right.
It's not like the Bulls kept Scottie Pippen. Cool they coats. Kept that whole team was still together. It was just him missing. That Cavs team, when LeBron left, they purposely, like everybody
what
left. It was... They all left the play. Nobody wanted to be in Cleveland without LeBron.
What about the Heat? They won 54, then 37. And then the second time
he
left the Cavs, they won 50, then they won 19.
You're not telling the whole story. Jason, you're not telling the whole story. You're not telling the whole story, and you know it. And you know it. That is straight up bogus LeBron stats. Bogus. You're not telling the whole story of what happened.
See,
Chris Bosh, remember Chris Bosh didn't even play.
He had a heart condition. He realized he had blood clots. Had to retire.
Come on, can we just keep it real, please? I understand those who love LeBron and they want to find a way to prove
he's
that
great.
He
nobody's denying is, he's great.
It should be held higher than Michael Jordan. But to tell me that, well, because look at what happened when his team left, they were still good. You can't say that when you don't realize that those Bulls teams knew he was coming back. They did not blow it up. They didn't blow it up. Now, you know what else he was missing, by the way? Well, you know what he was missing, by the way? You know the last stand championship in 98?
Yeah.
Look at the Bulls team in 99. Look at the Bulls team in 99. They were awful.
Hmm.
Awful.
Hmm.
Right? Same thing happened. Everybody left. The coach was gone, too. Remember, Phil didn't coach that year. So don't try to create. When you want to bring a debate to our airwaves, Do more than just surface research.
Yeah.
And you definitely didn't sound old enough to have been around
to
watch those games.
He just went to Wikipedia.
You can't just go surface research. That, you got to do better than that. You got somebody, please do better than that. Because I'm here to listen to your argument if you make a compelling one. That one, that, I hate to say it, that's a casual argument that does not hold water, not in this court of law. I've seen too much to let you even do that. 800-919-3776. Power Hour is coming up next. Woj with a update, injury update for the Knicks that is really interesting. And it could be as soon as tonight as the Knicks are in Toronto. You got to hear this. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Well, an electric win for the Rangers last night in overtime over the Flyers. So now 100 points on the season. Earlier this morning on DPH and Rothenberg, Dan was in for Dave, and Rick and Dan agreed that winning the East matters for the Blue Shirts.
This might be the one. Now, it doesn't have to be the President's Trophy. Right now, I mean, right now you have 100 points, and you're the only team with 100 points. But as far as having the best record in the East this season, I think is important. Because if I'm a Rangers fan, I would rather not see the Lightning in the first round.
I agree with you.
I'd like to avoid them if I'm a Rangers fan. Yeah, much better off playing the Capitals or the Red Wings in that first round. But that's just me. Because, yeah, I mean, it looks like you're going to end up seeing Carolina probably in round two.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew. Because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.